What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. The Dubs beat the T-Wolves 117-107. Have about 100 assists, the return of Boogie, and the play of Bogut. All these things coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm Charles T. Hamilton, your host. Thanks for sticking around for a late episode. I wanted to get this one out for you today, though, as the Dubs beat the T-Wolves 117-107, and what turned out to be a great get-right game, I guess you could say, after that tough loss to the Spurs where they couldn't hit any shots. The game started much differently than the one in San Antonio. Klay was hitting shots immediately. He came in, hit a three immediately. Steph did still struggle a little bit throughout the first. He missed a couple of layups, which was really weird. I mean, open layups, and it's one of those things where, you know, maybe the person does better with some traffic around him, with someone defending them. But he missed some layups. Bogut missed an oop. The Warriors started the game up 7-2, and then they kind of let go of the string there and let the Wolves go on a 20-2 run. And what broke that run was a Klay four-point play opportunity, but of course he missed the free throw, which, I mean, who would have thought? Who would have expected? But the Dubs answered the 20-2 run with a 21-3 run of their own. They ended the first quarter leading the Wolves 30-27, and then they were off to the races after that. Second quarter, more the same. They outscored them 29-20. Jonas Jerebko was pretty much the star of the second quarter, and I guess you could say even the game. He came in the second, went 4 of 6 from the field, 3 of 3 from 3, 3 of 3 from the free throw line, and 14 points, and he did it all in 8.5 minutes. He was a huge factor in this game. And a couple of the threes were, you know, one feet set, another one he was backpedaling a little bit, and then another one he knocked down with a hand in his face. So he was taking difficult shots. He also finished in the lane with a funny little hook shot that Steph loved. But it was great to see Jerebko contribute, not just for his own sake, the team's sake, but if he can be counted on to come in and knock down a three, you know, that would be huge for the Warriors, because outside of their all-stars, there aren't a lot of three-point shooters, reliable ones. Quinn had an okay game. He knocked down a three. There was a sequence where Jerebko knocked down a three, then Quinn knocked one down to build the lead up to 8, I believe. And that was great. Quinn on the game wasn't fantastic. He ended the game with 5 points, 2 of 6 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3. So he wasn't great, but he did knock down the 1-3, and he's been good throughout this road trip. The bench has actually been really good throughout this road trip, not just anyone individually. Quinn's been good. McKinney's been good. McKinney had a night where, even though he didn't score any points, still had 9 rebounds and 2 big blocks on Dario Saric. So he was still being involved and contributing even while not scoring. And then, of course, Andre is Andre, who just knows how to contribute, whether it's through points, defense, whatever. He actually had 6 rebounds, 2 offensive, 5 assists, and only 2 points. But again, he was a plus 20 and shows just how important he really is to this team and what he can bring to it. So as far as the second quarter goes, I mentioned Jerebko, obviously, with the big quarter, putting up 14. The next best score in that quarter was Steph Curry with 5. So it was a Jerebko quarter, which we don't get a ton of, but it was fun. It was cool to see and great to see. And if it means that he can contribute moving forward, that is the best news the Warriors have gotten all year. In the third, this was a Steph Curry quarter that we're much more used to seeing. And this is where they kind of blew the game open a little bit. Well, not really, because the T-Wolves were able to stick around, but they added a little more to the lead. They were up 12 at half, added another four after the third, so they were up 16 after the third, but Steph went off in the third. He went 7 of 8 from the field, 4 of 5 from 3, 4 of 5 from the free throw line, to assist 22 points. And it wasn't spread out. You know, that's usually how it goes with Steph. It's not like, oh, he scored, you know, 5 points in the first couple minutes and then, you know, five more a couple minutes later. He scores in bunches, and he did that last night where he was knocking down three after three after three. And he was great, and this really helped put the game away. But the real closer, I guess you could say, last night was Kevin Durant in the fourth, even though it wasn't a huge game for him. He did have 10 points in the fourth and had a stretch where he did Kevin Durant things, where he just would pull up, drive into that mid-range, drive to a spot, knock down a mid-ranger, knock down a couple threes as well. It was 2 of 2 from three in the fourth. He was really solid in the fourth and just throughout the game. But the thing is, he's been what feels like kind of extra passive recently. Ever since he came back, and it's only been two games, and maybe this is the best way for him to play. He was 7 of 13, 3 of 6 from 3, only 2 rebounds, but he did have 9 assists, and 5 of those were for 3. So he's kind of playing this point forward spot where, even though it's not in his hand a ton, he's looking to distribute more than just score. And there are some possessions where he's kind of stagnant and kind of just sits there. But for the most part, he's just been incredibly effective and incredibly efficient over these last two games, especially last night. Still, I personally would have liked him to get more shots up. When you go 7 of 13, when you're that efficient, you know, why not get more shots up? But maybe he's picking his spots, whatever. It's not a bad thing what he's doing at all, because he's playing great. But when he's playing this well, like against San Antonio, would have liked him to be more aggressive when Steph and Clay are playing poorly. But Steph and Clay played great last night, so I don't know. Kind of rambling here, but he's just been a little passive at times since he came back. And again, it is only two games. But again, doesn't really matter. A statement game for the Warriors, so to speak. I know the T-Wolves aren't the biggest rival or best team or anything, but the fact is, on this road trip, the Warriors went 3-1, beating the Thunder, the Rockets, and the T-Wolves. So maybe it's not a statement game, but more of a statement road trip, especially considering how they had been playing beforehand. Not great. So to see them put it together against two really good teams, one average team, and then the loss against San Antonio was tough. But to go 3-1 on this road trip is a major positive for the Warriors, especially considering some of the things they got coming up. We're going to talk about those coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. But first, did you know that you can fill out a tourney bracket at DraftKings this year? That's right, DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has a totally free bracket with tens of thousands of dollars up for grabs. Everyone fills out a bracket during the tourney. Might as well do it on an award-winning app with tons of free prizes. For the first time ever, DraftKings is offering a bracket battle promotion with $64,000 in prizes. Me? Wouldn't mind seeing Duke win it. I know Duke's kind of the bad guys, but man, I just love me some Zion Williamson. You know how brackets work? Before tip-off, the first game of the tournament, just pick the winner of every game, every round. That's all there is to it. And the best part is you can play for free with the code DRIBBLE. You can even set up a private group for you and your friends and compete for bragging rights. Download the DraftKings app or head to DraftKings.com now. Use code DRIBBLE to enter the bracket battle promotion for free and compete for your share of $64,000. That's right. Just enter the code DRIBBLE to enter the bracket battle for free only at DraftKings. The game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. What up, everybody? Welcome back into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's happening? Last night, Warriors beat the T-Wolves. Just finished talking about the game. It was a classic Warriors game. You got contributions from everywhere. Steph took over at a certain point. Jerebko took over at a certain point. I think we all saw the Jerebko takeover coming, obviously. Want to talk about some of the rotations, though. It was interesting to see that Steve Kerr went back to the full stagger of Steph and Kevin Durant. KD came out with about 6 minutes left in the first. McKinney replaced him. So Steph played the entire first quarter. KD rested for the last 6 minutes of the first, came back in, played the entire second, and then they Steph came in with 6 minutes left in the second, did the same thing in the second half. Steve Kerr was asked about it postgame. He said he probably won't continue to do it. It was more about the fact that DeMarcus was out. And the good news is that DeMarcus Cousins will be back tomorrow evening to play the Pacers. And DeMarcus had one of his best games of the year against the Pacers in DeMontis Sabonis earlier this season. So that'll be an interesting matchup to watch. DeMarcus is definitely going to be back starting for the team with Bogut probably backing him up. And Bogut had a rough game against Karl Anthony Towns, which happens. Towns is an elite talent, you know, probably an all-NBA player eventually. He had 26 and 21 last night, which is crazy. There's going to be bad matchups for Bogut, and that was one of them. He does have a similar problem that Boogie has, which is, you know, defending the three-point line. And there are certain centers in this league that can take threes, and Karl Anthony Towns is absolutely one of them. There are certain centers that take threes in this league and probably shouldn't. Karl Anthony Towns is not one of those. You know, there's Brook Lopez who can knock down a three. There's a couple guys in the playoffs that will be better suited for, say, Kevon Looney or Jordan Bell. But at the same time, Bogut was just a bad matchup for him. But he will be backing up Boogie. And it'll be interesting to see. This is the first time we will see the dynamic of these two bigs playing not together at the same time on the court, but together in the sense that, you know, Bogut's going to be backing him up. When does Bogut come in? How much playing time does he get? Is it a matchup thing? All that stuff will be interesting to see moving forward. I wanted to play some post-game sound for you last night. Steph Curry talked to the press after the game, had some interesting things to say, and the fact that the Warriors had 39 assists on 44 shots was a point of focus for him. So here's what Steph had to say post-game.
Yeah, what?
I didn't know that.
Sheesh.
I mean, there was moments, yeah, for sure, where that was how we created space. It wasn't as much, you know, some games it's one-on-one, throw it to KD, myself play, try to create shots, but you know, everybody touched the ball. Some possessions was a lot of overpassing, to be honest. But I guess teams that try to put pressure on you and take away that first option, that's the best way for us to really attack. And obviously it helps to make shots that help, unlike last night, but, you know, great offensive performance.
Steph, with all the shots that you make and the times you go on a run, like, what determines whether one's warranted to do a shimmy afterwards?
There's no criteria. sometimes I immediately regret it after I do it. That happens from time to time. But just when you're having fun, you get it going, especially in a quarter or something like that. You just have fun. It's been a part of, you know, just my demeanor and stuff, and just bringing joy and enjoying what we do. So, yeah.
They're not here. You guys played long together for the whole first and whole third. And Steve said that you're kind of committed to that whole quarter back there.
This is what I'm used to. I know we've experimented a lot, especially over the last 3 years, with different rotations, and from year to year things have changed, but it's just what I'm used to in terms of you know, the first 12 minutes started to establish itself, and obviously with the weapons we have, you don't really know on night to night how shots are going to come and who's really going to be featured, and that's the beauty of what we do. You know, highlighting the guy that's hot and just playing within our system and our offense. And when we're really dialed in, we're not forcing anything. And I think it helps to have, for me, just a flow in the first, you know, 12 minutes. And make or miss shots, it's just trying to, you know, be aggressive.
Steph, now that you guys have finished this trip and had this success, how do you think that
I think we just knew going on the road for four games against the teams that we were playing, if we played like we did against Phoenix, it wasn't going to be pretty. So it's all a really motivation you need.
So what do you take away from that trip overall as far as what it means moving forward?
I don't mean to be cynical. It's three wins. That's it. You know what we're capable of. It's just a matter of if we do it on a night to night. You know, three good wins. So 3-1 on a four-game trip the way we did. It's nice.
How'd you like the Prince theme?
The what?
Prince theme.
I'm a big fan. I've seen the jerseys and know they've had this night plenty of times, but it's just a different atmosphere for a basketball game, hearing all his classic songs and you know, paying tribute obviously to where he, you know, this being his home, and it was, found myself dancing a couple times, just enjoying the theme, me and JB on the bench. With a little high-pitched scream at the right moment when some songs were playing, so it's nice.
So there's Steph talking about last night's game and just the fact that the ball was moving around, and we've seen that recently more with the Dubs, especially since they've kind of figured out how to work in DeMarcus Cousins, and with the return of Bogut, something that he's good at is just passing out of the post, and the back cuts are finally returning. Which is something we haven't seen much this year, and just the extra ball movement and things like that. So it's been good to see. Steph also talked about some of those deep threes he takes and how he regrets them immediately sometimes, which is interesting because it's something I wonder about. Like watching him shoot them sometimes, I'm personally like, ugh, it's not a good shot, obviously, but when you're Steph Curry, you can take those. So I'm torn about them also, Steph, but you keep shooting them. You keep shooting them. I wanted to also throw to KD's press game sound or post game sound. He had some interesting things to say as well. So here was KD's press availability.
Just made shots. Ball always moving this team, you know. But once we start making shots, obviously it looks better. So you know, when we got so many great shooters, we started to miss. You know, we think it's because of something else other than just the miss. You know, so expectations for us are very high, but I think we always make the right plays, but tonight we was able to knock some shots down.
What do you think what Garoppolo was able to do, especially in the second quarter?
Make shots. He's a maker in this league, you know. If he knocked down those shots, keep shooting with confidence. You know, that he builds off that. You know, he made his first few, and then he got it going. Now he's driving to the rim. He's shooting hook shots. You know, you knock a few shots and then confidence is through the roof.
What do you think of your new rotation?
My job is going in and just play whenever I get called on. So, whatever opportunity my coach puts in front of me, my job is to be elite at it.
How much have you become more comfortable over the years playing different rotations? You know, obviously, you're used to this one firm.
I feel like in this game, you got to adapt to anything. So, you know, I get prepared for anything out there. Anything can happen. You know, I got to be a facilitator, screener, defender. I just got to be prepared for it all.
Kevin Steve was saying he feels like the mindset of
I mean, just last week we were struggling. So, I mean, the loss definitely does that for you, you know. So if we were to beat Phoenix last week, then, you know, we probably wouldn't be feeling this way. But I think that after a tough loss like that, that opened our eyes, woke us up a bit to, you know, let us know at that point we had 19, 20 games left to the playoffs. So I think that loss is probably the biggest lesson for us throughout the season this year. It's going to be cool for Nick. Excited for him.
Steve said, and during my call in the All-Star break, that it's good to have set goals and to have that number one seed in front of you. What do you think that does for the team going down the stretch?
I mean, it's good. Always good to set goals and try to reach something. But for us, you know, we know exactly where we want to be. You know what I'm saying? We reached the point twice, and we had fun doing it. One seed, two seed. We was two seed last year. We started off on the road in the Western Conference Finals, one game one. So this is about playing great basketball. I think everybody's in a good rhythm, groove. I think that's way more important than trying to get a seed. But I understand where we're trying to go with that.
Do you think you got the rhythm that you wanted to get before the trip now? Or do you think you're at that rhythm that you want to be at right now?
As a team?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those, excuse me, the first two games were important for us, especially after that Phoenix loss. To come out and beat two good teams on the road was probably the best two-game stretch of the season for us. And we needed that. We needed to feel good about ourselves, get on the plane after those games, and going to practice the next day. And I think that means a lot. That helps a lot of helps the team morale a lot. You know, if you can wake up feeling good about the game before, and to have two good games in a row like that, make this road trip even better, especially winning this game. You know, even though we lost last night.
Because I know, obviously, like the West is stacked, right? But as far as that goal setting, would you guys take a report to trying to draw the most favorable?
No. No, you can't control none of that stuff. That's out of your control. It's just the basketball gods, the spirits of the game is going to put that in order for us. And it's on us to control what we can control, focus on us. And any team who's in front of us, we're going to respect them, play our game, and see what happens.
What do you think of the makeup of the West overall compared to other seasons?
I think both sides are pretty deep this season. As before, the East was obviously wasn't as strong as the West, but I think now it's pretty even. And you got great teams on both sides. You know, West 1-8. You know, you got elite players on each team, so it should be a good playoff.
So there's KD talking about how the team was making shots, and they always move the ball. And I agree to an extent, especially considering the San Antonio game where they just couldn't hit any shots. But I do also think that the ball movement has been better, has been more crisp. Over the last week or so for this team. Going to take one last break, wrap this thing up for the day. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles D. Hamilton. What is good? Wrapping this thing up for the day. Just finished talking about the Dubs and their win against the T-Wolves. Heard what KD had to say, Steph had to say post-game. I also wanted to mention KD is actually in OKC tonight, oddly enough, for the jersey retirement, number retirement of Nick Collison, longtime teammate, longtime Sonic / Thunder, and well-deserving on his part, and pretty cool that KD is going to be there as well. As far as League Pass picks go for tonight, pretty solid night of games. 9 games tonight, and going to have to go with the one that I just mentioned, actually, which is the Thunder and the Raptors. As I mentioned, Collison's jersey getting retired, but Thunder-Raptors should be a good one. And then also Celtics-Sixers. I mean, always have to go with Celtics-Sixers. They hate each other. It usually plays out well on the court as well in the form of good basketball. So check those out. And come back tomorrow for another episode of Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.